This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time to talk all things Dirty Birds. It's Falcons Flyover. With John Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back at the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. John Chuckery Show. Coming to you live on this Tuesday evening. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. We'll talk to our friend of the show, Lauren Williams. She covers the Atlanta Hawks for the AJC. Talk to her in about 20 minutes from right now. Right now, though, it's time for the Falcons Flyover. It's your daily look at all your news and notes for the Atlanta Falcons. Your Pro Football Focus grades from the Buccaneers game. Your top five offensive players. Keith Smith was an 85.5. Drake London, who balled out, career-high game, 84.9. Jake Matthews was a 75.2, and obviously he left the game during that. Bijan was a 75.1, and Tyler Vrabel, who I thought did an admirable job. I think both of their offensive linemen that filled in did a good job. Actually, all three of their offensive linemen that filled in thought did a decent enough job. Top five Falcons defensive grades. Lorenzo Carter was a 75.5. Andre Smith was a 75.2. Jesse Bates was a 74.9. Caden Ellis was a 74.3. And Albert Huggins was a 71.7. And then your other notables are Ryan Nuziel, 65.2. Kyle Pitts was a 64.3. Desmond was a 58.9. Storm Norton, who I thought played serviceable, he was a 48.2. A.J. Terrell was a 71.3. And Mike Hughes was a 46.4. So, no really outstanding grades. Some good grades for Keith Smith and Drake London, but nothing, you know, kind of top flight, all Pro Football Focus type of team. Did you see Goldberg, the spear in the end zone, Oren? Did you get a chance to see?
I did see the viral videos of that, yes.
Yeah, so I guess there was some jamoke that was wearing a Buccaneers jersey, and he speared him and...
Yeah.
Because Goldberg was there at the...
And asked who was next.
Yeah. And so they actually had... they had Goldberg and they had the 98 team, the Super Bowl team, that was there. So they had a lot of celebrities in the... former Falcons in the house. Reggie Chapman, who does 11 Alive Sports, did not know who Goldberg was. He did not know who Goldberg was.
I'm sure you took that very well, huh?
John Michaels and I kind of berated him.
Berated him?
Yeah, we backed him.
You didn't teach him, you berated him.
We backed him into a corner and said, you better learn this kind of stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So he was not, people were asking him on their group chat about how he didn't know who Goldberg was. So he's got to get up to date on his wrestling. So anyway. Did you see that, too? The Falcons' win probability for the division if they had beat the Buccaneers was going to be a 78% chance of winning the division if they beat the Buccaneers on Sunday. Right now, their probability for winning the division, 34%. What a huge difference it was in beating the Succoneers and losing to the Succoneers. Huge difference. Because now you start losing your tiebreakers and your conference and all this kind of stuff, and just, it's a mess. Yeah, like I said, it's a mess right now. So we'll see what happens. But obviously, look, I mean, if you just win out, right, everything will be fine. They look like they're about to win four in a row. All right, let's get to some audio. Here's what Arthur Smith had to say yesterday in his press conference. Here's Arthur talking about Ritter's progress.
Probably the easiest thing to do is make an argument both ways. You could argue that the numbers look pretty good. Right, that's way that was his career high. Is that right?
Yeah.
Career high, but he threw the ball really well. They moved the pockets and stuff, and made some difficult throws from Beals, and the one that they got knocked out of break, they kind of put us down in this scoring position. That's not an easy throw. You do see a lot of progress, even so good.
It's just the frustration of the turnovers. Now, again, I know people don't want to hear this. The interception's not on him. You have two guys that are supposed to block. That's a screenplay. You throw it to Bijan and you block so that he's got room to run. And he's got open field ahead of him. That's not on Desmond Ridder. That's a guy jumping around and getting through the blocks and making a play. The sack fumble for the safety. I mean, you got a safety blitz from his blind side. He's got to have some awareness, but I'm not 100%. That's not 100% all on Desmond Ridder. And I know people don't want to hear that kind of stuff. I know people don't want to hear that because, again, that would have to put blame with other folks. But those are, I mean, again, there are so many of those kinds of plays. Not just the obvious ones, but the little, we talked about the Ebikade play. Little tweaks and things like that that change up the dynamic of that game. And hence, you know, again, they're looking up at the sky and trying to see if they can figure out how to get a win. All right, here's Arthur on how the backup lineman played.
Storm continues to play well for us in that role. And Kyle Heaton came in for a series. That's the way it goes. We're going to deal with something. It's our job as pros to find solutions and see a little bit of what they were doing. And, you know, obviously, what happens, you got to find ways to be successful. And those guys did a nice job.
Considering how many guys had to play, a starting center, left tackle, right tackle, you know, even Lindstrom got hurt in that game. Considering how many guys had to play, I thought they did a good job. I thought that they performed about what you would expect your fourth offensive line backup guy to be. So I thought they did their job well enough that, okay, they didn't get Desmond Ridder killed back there. But again, tough when you lose that many offensive linemen. Here's Arthur talking about the younger players having more experience this season.
Well, I think experience does. Remember this season, and some of our rookies, or being in the fresher moments. That's where you're going to find out a lot about yourself. Like Kid Clark, he owes a lot of credit. You tell the guys that want the ball to go their way, and certainly he does. That was exciting to see. Certain guys that maybe hope the ball and find them, that's a tough thought to play. I thought AJ played really well, but, you know, being in those moments, not going to win a game or in the game scenarios, it all adds up in that experience. If it's handled right, you learn fine.
It is a testament that their depth has not just filled in, but they've played well enough. Clark Phillips, the offensive lineman, Nate Landman. Like, they don't have just guys that are depth pieces, just bodies that are out there. They have guys that help and contribute. And obviously, that has not been the case over the last couple of years. So, kudos to them for developing and getting guys in here that can actually help out. All right, here's Arthur talking about taking on the Panthers.
I feel pretty good about the way they ran the ball yesterday. I'm obviously looking at some of the things that they have hurt us yesterday. That would be something we've got to shut down. They kind of changed a little bit the style. From what they were doing with Buddy. Defensively, they were playing solid. I think they're bound there's anybody inside, we got to block him. Let him start there. We got to work cut out for us. It's the NFL. We all know that. Now this is what happens when we get to the most important game of the season. So we got to make sure we play really well.
Okay. The Panthers are far and away the worst team in the NFL. It's not even close. I don't care what metric you want to use. They are far and away the worst team in the NFL. And guess what? They don't have a first-round draft pick next year either. They're dreadful. If you lose to Carolina, then I will say blow everybody out. Blow everybody out at that point. All right, let me get to here's Arthur talking about number six. On if the loss had any similarities to their losing streak.
Wrong time this morning of the defense, and you know, they've been different calls. They're really good things, and the game plan, there's some runs they did early on, and it came back to, and we had fit better early on, and they did. And yeah, I mean, you know, some games we pressured, well, we have pressure and hair going on. Yeah, we looked at it all. But, you know, at the end of the day, it comes to those couple downs, and they made the play. We had a good shot at 4th-and-1 in a couple spots, and credit to them, they got it.
Here's some of the teams that the Falcons have played this year. Tennessee at 5-8. The Panthers at 1-12. Arizona at 3-10. Green Bay at 6-7. 6-7 for the Saints and Buccaneers. Like, there's been some awful teams that they have played this year. Awful teams. All right, one last clip. Here's Arthur talking about if this was the most disappointing loss that he's had.
I don't know, man. Getting reasonably biased. I'm just, you know, like you tell a player or anybody, I mean, you can be frustrated, you can be mad, and I think, you know, once you kind of get over the initial, when the game's over, and go back and look at it objectively, now you're just wasting emotion. Because the reality is, and thankfully, we had the opportunity to go, you know, things in front of us. It'll be a crazy finish of the season, I can promise you that. We got control, we control. Only we control, we know we're playing Sunday, and we have to win that game. But I would say, hey, this is the most disappointing. I felt disappointed before, and just like I try not to overreact when you get a win, like in the world. You know?
Can I tell you, quantifying what's the most disappointing loss for the Falcons this year, that's like running a contest for who's the nicest guy on death row. That's like trying to run a contest for who's the tallest midget. Seriously, in a year of nothing but disappointing losses, who's the nicest guy on death row?
One doesn't stand out to you more than all the others of disappointment?
No. Is Charlie Manson is he a nicer guy than Ted Bundy?
I don't know how to answer that.
I mean, that's what it is. It's ridiculous. All right, speaking of ridiculous, the Hawks. Sheesh. Lauren Williams covers the Hawks for the AJC. We'll talk to her when we get back. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at a Chuck Reese Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Tuesday evening with you. 404-726-0929, that is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Well, another night, another disappointing loss, this one with a little bit of drama to it for the Hawks, because Trae Young was thrown out of the game. Trae was thrown out, Coach Snyder got a technical as well, so a lot of drama that surrounding it. But still, when you give up 129 points to the NBA, the reigning NBA champions, it's probably not going to go very well for you. Let's talk some Hawks basketball as we head out on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Let's talk to our friend of the show, Lauren Williams. She, of course, covers the Atlanta Hawks for AJ for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. AJC.com is where you can check out all of her work, and you can follow her on her Twitter page, at WilliamsLaurenL. Lauren, as always, appreciate a few minutes on the show, as this unfortunately is becoming a theme of these bad losses for this team.
Yeah, it sure is. They're definitely trying to figure out how to get back to some of the solid closing that we saw from them at the beginning of the season, and it's coming down to some of those late game decision-making and execution, and just making sure that guys are in the right places at the right time on the defensive end, which is what kind of bit them in the butt a little bit against Philly and Brooklyn last week. So, yeah, I mean, they've lost four straight, but as Coach Snyder likes to say all the time, progress isn't linear, but I'm sure you and many Hawks fans are tired of seeing, you know, the progress go in the wrong direction and want to see them turn things around.
Well, here's the thing, Lauren. So we're 25% of the way through the season, and again, I know it's early, but that is a decent sample size, you know, at least. I mean, we're a quarter of the way through. And I know you and I specifically talked about this, the idea of whether they're just going to run the roster back. And again, I think the Collins move was about the salary cap and the luxury tax and all that. But by and large, they were going to run back this roster. And when you see this team, I mean, with all due respect, we can't talk about, well, you know, we don't have our coach in place or this and that. Like I know everybody wanted to put this all on Nate McMillan, but this is not a very fundamentally solid roster as far as, especially defensively. They can score with anybody, but when you give up 122.8 and you score 122.2, that's not good math. And it continues to be the same problem. But you just ran the roster back. And that's where my frustration lies is, okay, should there have been something different done
with this roster when you had opportunities to either move on from Capella or try to work a deal with a DeAndre Hunt. I mean, again, whatever it was going to be, but just running this roster back, I never thought that that was going to be a solution.
Right. I don't think that you can expect good things when you are, you know, as you say, running the same thing back. What do they say? The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over right. again and expecting a different result. So I think they have some big decisions that they need to make as far as, you know, what they want to do at the trade deadline and, you know, how much of a buyer or a seller they're going to be. I think, you know, we see that the reports that they're still trying to go after Siakam, and even though long-term, I don't necessarily think that that may be a sound strategy because he's going to be expecting to be paid. And from all of the actions that we've seen, they're trying to, you know, stay under the luxury tax despite everything that they tell us. But I think the big thing is that if they do make that deal, then, you know, you should be able to see some results, at least on the defensive end. Personally, I like OG Anunoby's game a little bit more, and particularly just, you know, how consistent he's been on the defensive end, especially for a team that needs that. He's what you consider a dog on the defensive end, but he just kind of lines up a little bit with Jalen Johnson. And so, again, they're just going to have to make some decisions, but the other thing is they don't have a ton of assets. You look at the draft capital that they have. They have two first-round picks. One of them is a unprotected first or a protected first for from the Sacramento Kings. So there's absolutely no guarantee that they will absolutely get that. They don't have any second-round picks for this season. So it's just a tough spot to be in. And, I mean, how much do you want to mortgage your future at this point if you're going to double down on this backcourt and sort of the core that you have right now? Then I guess you can see, you know, the potential for them to kind of double down and maybe trade some of that draft capital in the future a little bit. But I don't know if that's the best decision from what we've seen over the last few years.
Lauren Williams covers Atlanta Hawks for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, and she's joining me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. And look, here's the other problem. I mean, look, the trade deadline's in February. Mm-hmm. You know, and I know that that's, you know, not that far away, but that feels like it's a lifetime away when we're talking yeah. about February. And, you know, again, they're not in a do or die position, but 10th in the East, four mm-hmm. games below, you know, 500. I mean, mm-hmm. how long can you afford to wait before it's a matter of trying to figure something out? Because, again, if it's just the same group of guys and you're hoping that the message gets through, you right. know, how long can you afford to wait before you try to tweak the roster and bring some new pieces in?
Yeah, I mean, I think the good thing about all of that is that they don't necessarily have to wait all the way until February to try and make something happen. You know, those contracts all become, you know, pretty much available on December 15th. So they could start making calls and putting guys out there and seeing what they can get for that. Again, the other thing is, it's just that they really don't have a lot of convincing assets. I mean, I think that the most convincing ones that they have, you know, is Capella, who's been playing really well for them this year. I know that sometimes it doesn't seem like that, particularly when it comes to his offensive game, but defensively, you know, he's been a really solid piece for them. So if they're going to deal him, they're going to have to make sure that what they're getting back in return is something that's really going to up the ante on the defensive end, and that's, you know, comparable or better than what they have in Capella right now. And similarly with DeAndre Hunter. So it's a tough spot for them to be in. And I think, you know, this kind of trade cycle will really show us what this front office is capable of. You know, from all that we know, they're a very inexperienced bunch. And so this is kind of this time for them to start proving themselves and what they're able to do.
One of the numbers that I've looked at is they only average 22.6 free throw attempts per game, and that's in the bottom third of the league. And when you mm-hmm. have guys like Trae Young and DeJounte Murray who can get mm-hmm. you know to the basket, why can they not create more free throw attempts? I mean, Look, again, I we kind of joke about the idea of, you know, Trey doesn't get some calls and different things like that.
Yeah.
But again, that's for the whole team when you look at what those numbers are. And that puts them, like I said, in the bottom third of the league. Why can they not create more opportunity there?
I mean, I think it is. It's exactly, I know you said it's a joke, but I think it is exactly what you pointed to. This team is just hasn't really built up a reputation of being a physical team. And so when they're not going out and setting the tone of the game from the beginning, whether that's on the defensive end, whether that's on the offensive end, the refs are going to start looking at things a lot differently. And so I think that they have to go out and be the more aggressive team. They have to be the more physical team, and they have to make sure that when they do get into situations where their opponents out-muscle them, they're being smart about it. Because as we've seen over the last few games, they've been better about not getting into too much foul trouble. But we've seen them get into those situations in the past, before, particularly DeAndre Hunter fouling out of that game against the Nets a couple days ago. So, yeah, I think, you know, we saw that frustration boil over on Monday night when Trey got ejected for what was perceived as a no call. And so, again, I think if you're a team that doesn't set the tone, it's just not going to go in your favor, and you're not going to get the calls that, you know, you think you deserve.
You know, Lauren, five of the next six are on the road, but the crazy thing is they're 500 on the road. Where they've been dreadful has been, you know, at State Farm Arena. So, again, you typically don't look forward to going on the road for road trips and stuff like that, for especially five of your next six. But maybe this becomes a little bit of an elixir for that. I mean, I don't know. I'm reaching for straws at this point, so I'm trying to just find anything.
Yeah, I mean, you hear a guy like Sadiq Bey talks about how, you know, he really enjoys playing on the road, and so you see situations like that where they're, as you said, they're 500 on the road, and then they have trouble at home. But really, they need to be better at protecting home court, especially because they're not the ones setting the tone when they come out early. They got out to an 11-point lead after the first quarter, and then Denver completely took over, and it was the Hawks chasing them. So I think they just, you know, get into too many situations where they're the chasers as opposed to the team that's being chased. And so I think the next step for them is to make sure that once they get out in front, they're holding that lead and they're continuing to keep the momentum in their favor. Of course, basketball is a game of runs, but I think the next level of maturity that we'll see out of the backcourt is just making sure that I lost my train of thought. I'm so sorry. but yeah, I think the next step in terms of that backcourt is just making sure that they're making much quicker, decisive reads so that they can readjust and get the rhythm back onto their side. I think a lot of the times what we see is once the pressure starts to build up from other teams, we saw it a lot in that Philadelphia game, it's as if they start to move away from what worked for them so well to either get back into a game and cut a deficit or what got them out in front. And so I think we need to see cooler heads prevail and then continue to remain poised, particularly when teams have adjusted. They need to make sure that they're readjusting themselves.
So one of the guys, you know, DeAndre Hunter, you know, his numbers are all over the board, you know, at times.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, he has his moments and things like that. But how would you assess, you know, his season so far through this first quarter of the year?
I think the big thing that I've noticed about DeAndre is that he's constantly trying to chase getting back to a point, if this makes sense. He starts to get into a rhythm and then he gets hurt and then it sets him back and then he gets back into that rhythm and then he gets hurt. So we started to see him getting into that groove right at the beginning of the season, the first, you know, four or so games. And then he hurts his finger. He dislocated his finger. And so that set him back in that OKC game, and he was constantly trying to get back into that groove. And then he dislocated the same finger again, sets him back. And now he's dealing with that right quad soreness. So I think we'll see what happens if he can overcome this cycle that he gets himself into. And I think that's kind of where he needs to make the next progression, is not necessarily having to take so long to find that rhythm again. It's making sure that he's coming out and just getting into it right away.
Lauren Williams, she covers the Atlanta Hawks for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. AJC.com is where you can check out all of her work and follow her on her personal Twitter page, at Williams Lauren L. And she joined me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Lauren, as always, appreciate a few minutes on the show, and obviously we will chat again here soon.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, as always. When we get back, it will be time for What's Buggin' Chukri. Speaking of NBA players and guys that I don't want on the Atlanta Hawks, we'll talk about that next. Chukri in the Kia Studios. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, and the Odyssey.com app. The Kia Studios on this Tuesday evening. We got the Hawks basketball coming up tomorrow and on Friday, as both those games will take place from Toronto, as they do that fakakta thing of reducing, you know, road trips and, you know, not having guys, you know, flying all over the place or whatever. Like I said at the beginning of the show, the NBA has more gimmicks than the WWF in 1995. They've got more gimmicks going on with tournaments and, you know, travels and road trips and everything else that's in the middle of all of this thing. So it's just crazy. So we'll have Hawks basketball from Toronto tomorrow night and Friday. And then, of course, we've got NFL football coming up on Friday as well. And it is kind of funny, and we'll get to What's Buggin' Chukri here in just a couple of minutes. You know, the only people that I follow on Twitter are, like, reporters, writers, news girls, some different things like that. Like,
really?
Huh? What?
Really?
Well, I mean, I need to be informed. I need to get my information. But I don't follow players and athletes and all that kind of, unless they're retired. So, like Sam Mitchell, right? Like, unless it's a retired athlete or something like that, right? Or somebody who's been on the show. But, like, I don't follow Matt Ryan or Roddy White or people like that. So I don't follow those kinds of people. But it is funny, though, because so many folks outside of literally Philadelphia, New Orleans, and to some degree Dallas or Miami, like, nobody's happy with the state of their NFL team. Nobody's happy with the coaches, the offense, offensive coordinators. Like I said, I'm reading all this stuff on Sunday during the Buccaneers game, and it's just funny. Like, what's the offensive coordinator's name? Kananis? What's his name?
Canalis.
Cannabis. Again, nobody's happy with that guy. And they've got Godwin and Mike Evans and all this. And the only thing they can talk about is in the first half, why does Mike Evans only have one target? Like, that should be one guy said it was a fireable offense, the fact that he's only got one target. So nobody's happy with their coaches, players, roster, whatever, quarterbacks. I promise you, the people in Tampa aren't thrilled with Baker Mayfield. There's nothing special about him. That's why he's not with the Browns. They begged him to take their money. The Browns begged him to all just play well enough to get us into this thing, and we'll give you all the money you want. And he couldn't do it. He couldn't do it. And that's there's so many bad coaches, coordinators, quarterbacks, offensive personnel. Like, there are some great players in the NFL, but there aren't a lot of great offenses. You know, the Chiefs have struggled mightily. If you go look at the Chiefs' numbers year over year, how much of a drop-off they've had in their production. Travis Kelce's had a shell of his touchdown season from what he's done over the last couple of years. Offenses are down. Plays, you know, there's not as many good quarterbacks in the league. And we're going to open up the phone lines to you here at the top of the hour because we're going to have the discussion about quarterback play. We're going to have an honest discussion, and we'll get your thoughts about it. Because, again, there are a lot of fantasy things that people think about, but reality is a whole different situation. So we'll discuss the state of the Falcons quarterbacking situation coming up here at the top of the hour. But speaking of cananuses, let's get to something we call What's Bugging Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Bugging Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So speaking of guys that I don't want for the Atlanta Hawks, you know, there's been a lot of people that said, oh, go get Zion, go get Zion. There was a good article here recently, a few days ago, on NOLA.com, right, which is a website out of New Orleans, right? Part of the Times-Picayune and all that good kind of stuff. And here are some of the things that they talked about. The Pelicans brass have, quote, repeatedly stressed, unquote, to Zion Williamson that his conditioning, quote, sorry, that his, quote, conditioning and diet need improving. And that Williamson doesn't listen, which has frustrated the franchise since it took him number one overall in 2019. And again, I know a lot of people love the idea of Zion and all this kind of stuff. They're 10th in the Western Conference right now. They're 13-11. And go look at the personnel that they have with Brandon Ingram and Zion and Zeller and McCollum and all these guys, Alvarado. Like, they have a really good roster, and yet they can't get over the hump at all. And a big part of that is Zion Williamson. And that's not the only reasons why, but when you have a cornerstone piece to your franchise and the guy you're going to build everything around, and you have to worry about his conditioning, his physical fitness, and everything else. And they pointed out examples in the article. That's why I don't want him anywhere. And I joked with Curt Heelan. Look, I saw a couple of guys that were drafted by the Cleveland Cavaliers. Heath Lee was an Olympian. Heath Lee was on the 84 Olympic team from Memphis State. He was an Olympian. He was on that team with Ewing and Perkins and Jordan and all those guys, Wayman Tisdale and all those guys. He was a first-team All-American. And you watched him in college. He was phenomenal. But he got to the NBA, was always hurt, and basically ate himself out of the league. Mel Turpin was on that Final Four team in 84. What was it? 80? Was it? Yeah, 84. The team that went to the Final Four with Sam Bowie. That when Houston, Georgetown, Kentucky, and oh God, who was the other team in 84? Georgia. Yeah, that's the Georgia team. Georgia, Kentucky, Houston, and Georgetown. You know, he's a big guy, big center. He ate himself out of the NBA. Couldn't stay healthy in the NBA. Couldn't stay healthy. Ate himself. I mean, again, it happens.
Did you see Stephen A. Smith's report? Because it was the Lakers game afterwards. Shaq and Barkley and all those guys got into him.
Yeah.
Barkley told him straight up, there is no reason why he shouldn't be the best player. He shouldn't be the third or fourth best player on that Pelicans team. He needs to be the best player on that Pelicans team.
Yes.
Shaq talked about how there's a lot of himself when he was younger. He saw, like, he go out there and have 24 points, but wasn't an impactful 24 points. But
right.
Stephen A. Smith went on First Take. And he said he had inside information that restaurateurs in New Orleans whenever Zion comes in, they are excited to see him because Zion will, quote, eat the table.
Nice. Yeah. And I have seen guys firsthand that eat themselves out of the league. And Zion shouldn't be one of those guys. But you think bringing Zion here in his conditioning makes the Hawks better? You think that's a recipe for success, for the long-term success of the Atlanta Hawks, is to bring him in?
I jokingly told Carl and Mike earlier this week, Zion needs to go play in the worst food city in the NBA. Whatever the worst food city in the NBA is, that's where Zion needs to go.
Where would that be? Sacramento?
Sacramento, probably.
Yeah.
And he got a really good team in Sacramento,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they're a hell of a squad.
Sacramento, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, again, when you see these kinds of guys and they can't, and this is year five for Zion. And Kurt Elam said, what makes you think that all of a sudden that light just flips on and all of a sudden everything's going to be fine? When guys get in that mode and they start going down this road, and there have been other examples of players that basically ate themselves out of the league. The problem is that he's one of the best players, and he was the number one overall pick. And, you know, again, he's one of the best players. But they've got a good squad in New Orleans down there. Bringing in McCollum and Brandon Ingram, I mean, they've got a good squad. And Zion should be the guy that leads that team. There's no reason why they shouldn't be one of the best teams in the Western Conference, and yet they're not. And folks want to bring him here because we see some dunks and we see some highlights and stuff like that. And you don't dive down into some of the problems that a guy like that has had. They've all but tailored their franchise around everything Zion to make that a legitimate franchise, right? They had at one time when they had Drew Holiday, they had Anthony Davis, and what's the other guy? The other big guy that played in Sacramento and was always
DeMarcus
hurt.
Cousins,
huh?
DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah, like they had that group of guys that was one of the best young rosters in all of the NBA. And they blew it all up, and they got Zion. And now they're still an also-ran in the Western Conference. I wouldn't touch a guy like Zion, as talented as he is. If you bring guys like that into your franchise, you get what you deserve. And if you think all of a sudden those lights are going to just flip on and everything will be fine and dandy and all that because he's going somewhere else, it's not going to happen. That just doesn't usually happen in the NBA like that. And that's what's bugging Chuckery. All right, we're going to open things up to you on the phone lines, 404-726-0929. So what is the answer for the Falcons long-term at quarterback? We'll discuss all of that next. Chuckery in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, Nights of the Game, and the Odyssey.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Kia Studio on this Tuesday evening. We got the Hawks basketball coming up tomorrow and on Friday, as both those games will take place from Toronto, as they do that fakakta thing of reducing, you know, road trips and, you know, not having guys, you know, flying all over the place or whatever. Like I said at the beginning of the show, the NBA has more gimmicks than the WWF in 1995. They've got more gimmicks going on with tournaments and, you know, travels and road trips and everything else that's in the middle of all of this thing. So it's just crazy. So we'll have Hawks basketball from Toronto tomorrow night and Friday. And then, of course, we've got NFL football coming up on Friday as well. And it is kind of funny, and we'll get to What's Bugging Chuckery here in just a couple of minutes. You know, the only people that I follow on Twitter are like reporters, writers, news girls, some different things like that. Like,
really?
Huh? What?
Really?
Well, I mean, I need to be informed. I need to get my information. But I don't follow players and athletes and all that kind of, unless they're retired. So like Sam Mitchell, right? Like, unless it's a retired athlete or something like that, right? Or somebody who's been on the show. But like, I don't follow Matt Ryan or Roddy White or people like that. So I don't follow those kinds of people. But it is funny, though, because so many folks outside of literally Philadelphia, New Orleans, and to some degree Dallas or Miami, like, nobody's happy with the state of their NFL team. Nobody's happy with the coaches, the offense, offensive coordinators. Like I said, I'm reading all this stuff on Sunday during the Buccaneers game, and it's just funny. Like, what's the offensive coordinator's name? Cananus? What's his name?
Canalis.
Cannabis. Again, nobody's happy with that guy. And they've got Godwin and Mike Evans and all this. And the only thing they can talk about is in the first half, why does Mike Evans only have one target? Like, that should be a one guy said it was a fireable offense, the fact that he's only got one target. So nobody's happy with their coaches, players, roster, whatever, quarterbacks. I promise you, the people in Tampa aren't thrilled with Baker Mayfield. There's nothing special about him. That's why he's not with the Browns. They begged him to take their money. The Browns begged him to all just play well enough to get us into this thing, and we'll give you all the money you want. And he couldn't do it. He couldn't do it. And that's there's so many bad coaches, coordinators, quarterbacks, offensive personnel. Like, there are some great players in the NFL. But there aren't a lot of great offenses.
You know, the Chiefs have struggled mightily. If you go look at the Chiefs' numbers year over year, how much of a drop-off they've had in their production. Travis Kelce's had a shell of his touchdown season from what he's done over the last couple of years. Offenses are down. Plays, you know, there's not as many good quarterbacks in the league. And we're going to open up the phone lines to you here at the top of the hour because we're going to have the discussion about quarterback play. We're going to have an honest discussion, and we'll get your thoughts about it. Because, again, there are a lot of fantasy things that people think about, but reality is a whole different situation. So we'll discuss the state of the Falcons quarterbacking situation coming up here at the top of the hour. But speaking of canenuses, let's get to something we call What's Bugging Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Bugging Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So speaking of guys that I don't want for the Atlanta Hawks, you know, there's been a lot of people that said, oh, go get Zion, go get Zion. There was a good article here recently, a few days ago, on NOLA.com, right, which is a website out of New Orleans, right? Part of the Times Picayune and all that good kind of stuff. And here are some of the things that they talked about. The Pelicans brass have, quote, repeatedly stressed, unquote, to Zion Williamson that his conditioning, quote, sorry, that his, quote, conditioning and diet need improving. And that Williamson doesn't listen, which has frustrated the franchise since it took him number one overall in 2019. And again, I know a lot of people love the idea of Zion and all this kind of stuff. They're 10th in the Western Conference right now. They're 13-11. And go look at the personnel that they have with Brandon Ingram and Zion and Zeller and McCollum and all these guys, Alvarado. Like, they have a really good roster, and yet they can't get over the hump at all. And a big part of that is Zion Williamson. And that's not the only reasons why, but when you have a cornerstone piece to your franchise and the guy you're going to build everything around, and you have to worry about his conditioning, his physical fitness, and everything else. And they pointed out examples in the article. That's why I don't want him anywhere. And I joked with Curt Heelan. Look, I saw a couple of guys that were drafted by the Cleveland Cavaliers. Keith Lee was an Olympian. Keith Lee was on the 84 Olympic team from Memphis State. He was an Olympian. He was on that team with Ewing and Perkins and Jordan and all those guys, Wayman Tisdale and all those guys. He was a first-team All-American. And you watched him in college. He was phenomenal. But he got to the NBA, was always hurt, and basically ate himself out of the league. Mel Turpin was on that Final Four team in 84. What was it? 80? Was it? Yeah, 84. The team that went to the Final Four with Sam Bowie. That when Houston, Georgetown, Kentucky, and, oh, God, who was the other team in 84? Georgia. Yeah, that's the Georgia team. Georgia, Kentucky, Houston, and Georgetown. You know, he's a big guy, big center. He ate himself out of the NBA. Couldn't stay healthy in the NBA. Couldn't stay healthy. Ate himself. I mean, again, it happens.
Did you see Stephen A. Smith's report? Because it was the Lakers game afterwards. Shaq and Barkley and all those guys.
They were tearing him apart.
Got into him.
Yeah.
Barkley told him straight up, there is no reason why he shouldn't be the best player. He shouldn't be the third or fourth best player on that Pelicans team. He needs to be the best player on that Pelicans team.
Yes.
Shaq talked about how there's a lot of himself when he was younger. He saw, like, he'd go out there and have 24 points, but wasn't an impactful 24 points. But
right.
Stephen A. Smith went on First Take, and he said he had inside information that restaurateurs in New Orleans, whenever Zion comes in, they are excited to see him because Zion will, quote, eat the table.
Nice. Yeah. And I have seen guys firsthand that eat themselves out of the league. And Zion shouldn't be one of those guys. But you think bringing Zion here in his conditioning makes the Hawks better? You think that's a recipe for success, for the long-term success of the Atlanta Hawks, is to bring him in?
I jokingly told Carl and Mike earlier this week, Zion needs to go play in the worst food city in the NBA. Whatever the worst food city in the NBA is, that's where Zion needs to go.
Where would that be? Sacramento?
Sacramento, probably.
Yeah.
And he got a really good team in Sacramento,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they're a hell of a squad.
Sacramento, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, again, when you see these kinds of guys and they can't, and this is year five for Zion. And Kurt Elam said, what makes you think that all of a sudden that light just flips on and all of a sudden everything's going to be fine? When guys get in that mode and they get and they start going down this road, and there have been other examples of players that basically ate themselves out of the league. The problem is that he's one of the best players, and he was the number one overall pick. And, you know, again, he's one of the best players. But he's got a – I mean, look, they've got a good squad in New Orleans down there. Bringing in McCollum and Brandon Ingram, I mean, they've got a good squad. And Zion should be the guy that leads that team. There's no reason why they shouldn't be one of the best teams in the Western Conference, and yet they're not. And folks want to bring him here because we see some dunks and we see some highlights and stuff like that. And you don't dive down into some of the problems that a guy like that has had. They've all but tailored their franchise around everything Zion to make that a legitimate franchise. Right? They had at one time when they had Drew Holiday, they had Anthony Davis, and what's the other guy? The other big guy that played in Sacramento and was always
DeMarcus
hurt.
Cousins.
Huh?
DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah. Like, they had that group of guys that was one of the best young rosters in all of the NBA. And they blew it all up, and they got Zion. And now they're still an also-ran in the Western Conference. I wouldn't touch a guy like Zion, as talented as he is. If you bring guys like that into your franchise, you get what you deserve. And if you think all of a sudden those lights are going to just flip on and everything will be fine and dandy and all that because he's going somewhere else, it's not going to happen. That just doesn't usually happen in the NBA like that. And that's what's bugging Chuckery. All right, we're going to open things up to you on the phone lines, 404-726-0929. So what is the answer for the Falcons long-term at quarterback? We'll discuss all of that next. Chuck from the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, Nights in the Game, and the Odyssey.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.